This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Today we are in the lovely confines of Psychoanalysis, downtown Jacksonville, just a couple of blocks away from the Brit Music and Arts Festival. And I am joined after about a four-year hiatus by ZZ Ward. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well. It is nice to see you again.
Good to see you.
What has been going on? It's been quite a while since you were last our guest.
Beaches. I've been hanging out on the beach a lot, hanging with my dog, just throwing her the ball. I've been working on the fetch. No, I've been playing a lot of music, playing a lot of gigs, working on a second album.
Los Angeles still home?
Yes. So living there and playing. I mean, I did a lot of touring on the first album, a lot. And I'm still, you know, going out and playing shows of those songs. And now I'm just in the studio working on the new record, and it's going great. I'm just really enjoying the process, you know? I think that's what music's all about. It's just putting that love and all that, you know, time and goodness into those records.
New record is due out when exactly? Do you know?
We don't know yet.
It will be called This Means War?
Not sure yet.
No, really?
Not sure yet, yeah.
Because you'd put out an EP, mm-hmm. And how many of the songs from the EP are going to move over to the record when the full length comes out?
You know, I don't really even know. I'm really just focusing on writing songs right now and writing stuff that is meaningful to me. And it's kind of a good place to be for me, really, because I'm kind of in my own world with just focusing on the music again.
I know with a lot of records, by the time we hear them, by the time audiences hear them, they were a snapshot of six months, a year, 18 months ago for you. So it's real easy for you to have already moved on to other projects by the time we're hearing, quote, new music.
Yeah, and some of the songs that I'm pretty excited about, I mean, some of the, like one of these songs I wrote, like, I mean, on the road, like maybe a year and a half ago. So yeah, it is really funny how that happens. But I do feel like if you put that, if you make the songs, like I try to like write songs that I really like, because I know if they work well, then I'm going to be playing them for the rest of my life. So I think, you know, regardless if I wrote it a year and a half ago, if I like it, that's probably a good sign.
Right. I'm glad that you said that, because 4 years ago, some of the songs that were on that early EP and that early record have had a nice life.
Yes,
and they
definitely
are still in that repertoire after night after night.
Yeah. And I think that I learned that with those songs. It's really like, you know, if I'm writing something and I'm like, it's kind of, maybe it's not knocking me out, or maybe it's not really giving me the feels in any kind of way, then I just toss it, you know what I mean, and start a new one.
What is your approach to those songs? Do you try to do them relatively similar to the way they're on the album, or have they all taken on a new life as you have matured over the years?
I really try to write in a very organic way. I really feel like a good song is like, can stand alone. There's so many places I go and I play on the road, just like we are right now, where the production isn't there. It's just me and a guitar and the amazing Luke Iona today, but usually it's just really stripped down. And so when I'm writing, I'm conscious of that. The songs that I write are usually over a guitar or a piano, and that's it.
ZZ Ward is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. We are recording in the back room of Psychoanalysis, downtown Jacksonville, just a couple blocks away from the Brit Music and Arts Festival. All right, what do you guys want to do first?
I guess we'll play Put the Gun Down. I'm a back to the wall, my white bag eye. Her lips just like a gun, she's got silver bullets. Mid-song, he's deep under her spell. I'm screaming now, but it just won't help. I think I'm crazy, I had it free. our trigger now. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down, put the gun down, put the gun down. Don't wanna set fire to the whole damn house. Put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. Yeah.
That is ZZ Ward live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Put the gun down. You can find out more about ZZ Ward at her website, although not a lot about you at your website. It is a pretty thin site currently, ZZWard.com.
I would love to say that I know a lot about my website and that I build that website, but I was going to look at it the other day, and then I forgot to. So I don't actually know what's on the website, but I hope that there's some information that's important there. You'll see what I look like probably there. Maybe possible shows coming up there. But you're probably going to get more information about me right here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Well, we talked the last time you were here about growing up in this region, right? Outside of Roseburg.
Yeah.
The one thing that I didn't ask you at the time was you were playing music with your dad, who is a blues musician. Mm-hmm. But how did you first get discovered? How did you get that ticket out of this region?
The golden ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't.
Really?
I didn't get a golden ticket out. It wasn't. I had opportunities that had happened when I lived in Oregon, and you know, it's like the typical story. It's like you go to LA and you're like, "Oh, it's my big break," and then it wouldn't happen. Nothing would happen. So I decided, you know, I gotta just get down to the city and really try and, you know, play shows down there and get out there and really go for it. So I was living for about 3 months in LA, and Evan Bogart, big songwriter and now my manager, discovered me on MySpace, actually.
Really?
Yes, and emailed me and was like, I want to hear more of your music. And then I got signed when I was to Hollywood Records. The label started getting interested. I started playing a lot of shows, just every venue I could around LA, and people started, the label started coming and checking me out. And then I signed with Hollywood Records. But yeah, I really went down there and just kind of went after it and wanted to be heard, you know?
Mm. So. A couple of new songs have come out from the record that does not yet have an official title. May or may not be called This Means War. And there sounds to be a more pop lean to the stuff as opposed to a more bluesy, rootsy feel of the earlier stuff. Was that an intentional choice to follow a specific path that had been laid out for you, or was it just the organic process that you mentioned earlier of that's the music that was coming into your head?
It wasn't a conscious choice to go pop. I think that I was really focused on writing songs and writing better songs, and I think I didn't really have any fear of being labeled as anything. You know, I just, as a creator, as an artist, I went in the studio and wanted to make stuff that I was really feeling and really liked.
Did you create the songs in the same fashion? Just you with a guitar or a piano?
Yes. Definitely. But, you know, it was just working with different people in the studio and making them come to life in a different way. And I think that I was a little bit more open when I was working on those songs to kind of, you know, let things happen. Like, oh, maybe we'll try this synth or that synth or do this and do that. And now I'm kind of bit more back in the frame of mind of being kind of a little bit cautious about what sounds I'm using and to build up some of my newer songs. You know, I'm very focused on making it more of an organic feel. Yeah.
Is that the plan for the record when it does come out?
Yes, that's my plan.
Yeah.
If I had a plan, I can't tell you when the dates are or things coming out, but my plan as an artist is, as far as the feels go, yes, it's definitely going more in that direction.
I remember growing up, your mom did not like you listening to songs that had profanity in them. Your songs have profanity in them. Quite a bit of them. They're not very radio friendly.
I know, and I'm actually like thinking, like, I love to be free, and like I do curse a lot. I grew up with two older brothers and we'd listen to rap music, and I thought it was always funny to just curse and say whatever I wanted to. But I will say that, like, now I'll meet people And they'll be like, will you like say hi to my daughter? She's six and she's like your biggest fan. And she just like, she's so inspired by you. And they'll be like, but we can't let her hear like all the stuff, you know? And then I'm like, oh, I'm like, maybe I should curse less. So I don't know. I just look at those little kids with fedoras on and I'm like, ugh, darn it.
You don't want to be the root of the six-year-old in the backseat singing along to some of your lyrics.
No, I don't actually care if they curse, like, at all. Like, if I have kids one day, they'll probably curse all the time. That's totally fine with me. I just don't want their parents to, like, not let them listen to my music. So I probably have to tone it back with the curse words. Hmm.
Do you get back to this area much anymore?
Not so much anymore, but I love it. I love the, I just try to not think about it too much because the air quality is so good up here and where I live, it's just not that way.
And there's green stuff.
It's so.
Trees and grass and things that Los Angeles does not have a lot of.
So different there. So I'm just trying to like not take it in too much because I'm going to get jealous and sad that I don't live here.
Well, I know today was a ridiculously busy day because you are out on tour with J.J. Gray and Alan Stone, but I'm really glad that there was enough time for you to sit down and talk with us again.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah, happy to be here.
ZZ Ward is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. With another monster guitar player, might I say. Last time, I think it was Eric Walls.
Yes.
So you and amazing guitar players.
Yeah, this is Luke Iono.
Nice choice.
And, Luke is incredible. So.
And you got one more for us? What do you want to wrap up with?
Yes, we'll play a song called 365 Days. Your clothes out on the blacktop, scattered suits on the street, frames and broken pictures in the mid-September heat. We set these nights on fire, so high we bend it down. Now all that's left of us is ashes on the ground. I told you back in June, you knew damn well what I would do. 365 days. They can be away, so keep your two-time man games. It's a lot of too late. Summer's over. Drop your keys from sixth story. Shout out, it's raining green. Don't tell lies in heaven or an angel will get me. Diamonds and micro watches, watch how fast they will soar. You always sell you on to give back to the poor. I saw you back in June, you knew damn well what I would do. 365 days, you've been making me wait. So keep your two-time man game. It's a lot of too late. The summer's survive. I can't fix your ear, crack the dreams while the leaves fall off these trees. I won't spend the winter nights holding on to what ain't right. You might break your ear way too fast, but might have made a last 365 days. You've been making me wait, so keep your two-time man gates. It's a lot of too late. The summer's your two-time man games. It's a lot of too late.
That is ZZ Ward live today on Jefferson Public Radio. More information about her at her website, but more of it will be on Facebook and on Instagram. ZZWard.com is the website to go to find out more. ZZ, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
So good to see you. Thank you.